There are still 4,000 homes in rural Alaska that don't have access to piped water or sewer. Many more are using aging systems that need upgrading. And an unlikely culprit, climate change, is forcing government officials and engineers to look at using new technologies to correct the problem. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Bill Griffith is a program manager with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. He says 45 villages and rural Alaska don't have basic sanitation systems, and solving that problem will not be easy.
We have a lot of work left to do. We've got less money to do it with, and we've got a changing environment to do it in.
Griffith participated in a workshop in Anchorage this week, organized by the U.S. Arctic Research Commission and the Centers for Disease Control. The idea was to bring health experts, climate change experts, and sanitation engineers together to take a fresh look at the issue of providing basic sanitation in Alaska's rural Arctic. Water and sanitation may not seem vulnerable to climate change, but Griffith says rural systems are already seeing the effects of warming. He says changing vegetation patterns in many areas have allowed more contaminants to leach into water sources.
In long-time water sources, where we might have had less treatment required in the past, we're seeing those changes result in increased treatment needed. The kinds of filtration that was installed there 10 or 20 years ago are no longer adequate, having to come in and look at different ways of treating that water that we didn't need to do in the past.
Experts only expect the problem to get worse, and that has people like Griffith looking for new solutions, especially as funding gets harder to find.
We have systems that are increasingly unaffordable to construct and operate, and we only see that problem becoming bigger in the future. So as we have challenges trying to fund existing, kind of apply existing technology, and communities have that same difficulty, I think what we're realizing is that technology has to be part of the solution going forward.
That's where Peter Jensen comes in. He's a professor of environmental engineering at a university outside of Oslo, Norway. Jensen is an innovator in the field of wastewater treatment. The Norwegian Polar Research Institute asked him to build a treatment system for their expanding base in Antarctica, where any discharge is illegal. He came up with a system that separates out solid waste.
And that's utilizing the sewer separation, where we take away the excreta, treat that in one treatment train, and then we treat the rest of the water from washing, showers, and so on in another treatment train. And that way we can make a very efficient treatment with very, very low emissions.
Jensen's convinced the same type of thing could work well in rural Alaska, and he says it's a system that would be more resilient as the climate changes because solid waste isn't getting mixed into the water cycle. But Jensen says a one-size-fits-all approach won't work.
So, I mean, we have to take the best from what we know today and combine this and then tailor solutions to the different little settlements and to the varying conditions you have, whether they're close to the sea, whether it's flat area, whether it's a permafrost or it's not permafrost, So we need a variety of systems.
Cheryl Rosa helped organize the workshop for the U.S. Arctic Research Commission. She says she wanted to get people who normally don't talk to each other together to share ideas. Rosa says climate change is presenting a lot of new challenges to water and sewer systems in the Arctic, and the stakes are high.
Villages that don't have water to homes that are using typical honey buckets are only partially, they only have partial provision of water, maybe on kind of traditional, more like hall service, have a higher incidence of illnesses such as respiratory illnesses like pneumonia and RSV.
Rosa hopes this week's workshop is just the beginning of a long conversation and then action, making sure all Alaskans have access to basic sanitation. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.